Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County 4-H Livestock Show was held on Friday, June 6th. A large crowd gathered to watch our 4-H members exhibit their livestock project. Four species were exhibited by 4-H members: beef, goats, sheep, and swine. Thank you to Jeff Reister for evaluating our livestock projects. Results for the show are as follows. Champion Doe Dairy went to Marcy Cunico. Reserve Champion Doe Dairy, Lila Mefford. Champion Dairy Weather, Natalie Limpke. Reserve Champion Dairy Weather, Shiloh Willis. Champion Meat Dough, Lila Mefford. Reserve Meat Dough, Cody Mefford. Champion Meat Weather, Lila Mefford. And Reserve Champion Meat Weather, Cody Mefford. Senior Showmanship went to Brody Bilderbeck, and Junior Showmanship went to Blue Barrow. In the swine category, we had Champion Gilt went to Isabella Halley. We had Champion Barrow went to Brody Bilderbeck, and Reserve Champion Barrow went to Isabella Halley. Senior Showmanship went to Brody Bilderbeck, with Reserve as Isabella Halley. There was no entries for Junior Showmanship. In the beef category, Senior Champion Steer went to Harper Schumacher. Reserve Champion Steer went to Harper Schumacher. Champion Female went to Lila Mefford. Reserve Champion Female went to Cecilia Leakey. Senior Showmanship went to Cecilia Leakey, and Reserve Showmanship, our Junior Showmanship, went to Harper Schumacher. In the sheep category, Champion U went to Brody Bilderbeck. Reserve Champion U went to Gracie Walker. Champion Weather, Gracie Walker. Reserve Champion Weather, Gracie Walker. And Senior Showmanship, Gracie Walker. The Round Robin Showmanship overall senior category winner was Isabella Halley, and the Round Robin Showmanship junior category went to Harper Schumacher. We had a great livestock show. The Hamilton County 4-H Poultry Show was held on Thursday, June 5th, with Judge Mike Wilson. He was very impressed by the quality of chickens presented. 24 poultry projects were exhibited. Shiloh Willis was presented grand champion with her dozen eggs, and reserve champion was also presented to Shiloh Willis for her gander goose. Great job from all the exhibitors. The Hamilton County 4-H Rabbit Show was held on Thursday, June 5th as well, with 12 rabbit projects exhibited. Congratulations to Gracie Walker as she exhibited the grand champion rabbit with her heavyweight, and Paisley Durbin for receiving reserve champion with her lightweight. Judge Mike Wilson praised the members for taking excellent care of their rabbits. Congratulations to all exhibitors. The Hamilton County 4-H Small Pet Dog and Cat Show was held on Thursday, June 5th. Several gathered to watch 4-H members participate in the show. We had a small show this year. We only had 3 dogs, 4 cats, and 2 small pets. Best of Show Pet was awarded to Lainey Davis with her bearded dragon. Best of Show Cat was awarded to Faith Showalter. And Best of Show Dog was awarded to Shiloh Willis. The crowd enjoyed watching the members exhibit and share their knowledge about their projects. Thank you to Susan Johnson for judging our show. 4-H members, parents, leaders, volunteers, and spectators gathered at the 4-H barn on the evening of Thursday, June 5th, to participate in the annual Farm Follies game. Approximately 60 eager 4-H members and adults competed in various events. Thank you to all of our participants and the Hamilton County Farm Bureau Young Leaders for sponsoring this event. In the dice game, first place went to Ark Barrow. In the feed sack races, first place 8 years and under went to A.J. Schumacher, and first place 9 years and older went to Brody Bilderbeck. In the musical feed sack, first place 9 years and older went to Izzy Halley. In the egg toss, first place went to Cecilia Leakey and Cody Mefford. The three-legged race, first place 8 years and under went to A.J. Schumacher and Wrigley Robinson. First place 9 and older went to Blue Barrow and Natalie Limpke. In the wheelbarrow race, Natalie Limpke and Blue Barrow came out on top as the winners. All in all, a great show. The general projects will be held the next week. The farmer's market began on May 28th, and it will be held every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the corner of Jackson and Randolph, which is across the street from Subway in McLeansboro. We are now accepting vendors. 4-H will be set up every week. This week, they'll have lettuce, radishes, zucchinis, canned goods, and baked items. If you get a chance to stop by the farmer's market, plan to do so. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.